Esatto.
X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahill, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. From Traverse City down to Toledo, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. You can join us on the program by texting the keyword Sports Radio to 21000, Sports Radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well, Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, the iHeartRadio app. Plus, you can find us individually on Twitter. Ryan is at RyanL_Key. Dan is at Dan in the studio. I am at AAC Bellino. Hour number two, I don't know if you guys can tell, but after a really difficult week last week, I feel leaps and bounds better. I knew, you know, because Saturday I was feeling better. I was asked to, I was asked to go out on a boat. And you know what I did? I did the grown-up thing. I said, no. I said, I can't do this right now. I said, I've been sick all week. I got to stay home. I got to stay in the house. I got to rehab. I got to get better. Got to get stronger. Got to get faster. But you know, I can't be out there, you know.
And 30 minutes later, you're jumping off the boat.
No, negative. Now I was right here in the house. I said no. And they're like, are you sure? And I'm like, dude, I told Gia, I said, look at me. I mean, you've seen me all week. I'm not going anywhere. He's like, all right, just want to make sure. Yesterday, stayed in the house, right? Did the responsible thing, did what I was supposed to do, take care of myself. And here we are. We're back on a Monday. A little more juice, a little more energy, which is nice. Got a full night's sleep. That felt great as always. So, man, it's good to be back and feel near 100%. I can tell you that much. Lots of stuff going on this weekend. Some crazy stories that came out too. Did you see the one about Evander Kane and his strange? I don't know if it's strange is the right word to use, but his estranged ex-wife. That's going to be just a nasty, nasty divorce settlement.
He's got some like terrible debt. He's some like millions of dollars in debt also.
Yeah, he's got, I don't know what's going on with him and his finances and if the gambling rumors are true or not. He took to Twitter to release not one but two statements, one in regards to betting on hockey games, especially games that the Sharks were involved in, and two was the second statement was as him as a father, saying that he tries to FaceTime his daughter every night, and the wife won't let her, and I mean, that's just a mess. That is just a mess. And then, of course, we had Dan. Did you send that to me, the Dr. Dre alimony?
I don't know if you heard, though. Kelly Clarkson just got a divorce. Her husband's getting $200,000 a month.
Still ridiculous. So even on the other side, like, congratulations for him for working the system back and winning one for the guys. But the entire system is absolutely.
We all watched that Chappelle episode. That's what his dream was.
Chappelle Show. And you just said Dave Chappelle's going to be in Detroit?
Yeah, I'm not. Of course I'm not. Of course I'm working. But, just announced Dave Chappelle is doing three shows here Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. And it just was announced.
Wow.
Tickets go on sale at noon.
Really?
Yep.
Do you know where at? Is that
at the Fillmore.
At the Fillmore? Awesome. I might have to. Dude, Dave Chappelle is one of my favorite comedy acts ever. He is absolutely phenomenal. He and Bill Burr, just because they're so like that's what comedy is supposed to be, right? And the people that actually complain about their skits and the fact that like they were offended, like that's the point of comedy. Like the point is to make people laugh by joke, you know. And some of the jokes are harsh. All right, some of the jokes aren't very kind. But
now, I'm just letting you know, Anthony.
Uh-oh.
You do have to get a rapid COVID test while you're there, so they're going to perform it on site.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, it's a lot of nasal swabs. Hopefully they take it easier than the folks did in Mexico, because those guys tried to just probe my brain. I mean, they were just digging up there. I said, what are you guys going to find up there? I mean, I was like sneezing at the same time. Oh, it was terrible. It's absolutely terrible. All right, what else is going on in the sports world? Lots of news. We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
We've got NFL football this week. That's right, Thursday, August 5th, 8 o'clock on Fox. Pittsburgh, Dallas, Steelers, and Cowboys head-to-head at the Hall of Fame game. It'll be at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium there in Canton, Ohio. A lot of fun. Speaking of Ohio, Cleveland Browns reached a three-year, $36.6 million deal with their star running back, Nick Chubb, one of the best 1-2 combinations in all of football to go from Nick Chubb to Kareem the Dream. You know, that's a luxury to have. A lot of expectation on the Browns this year. I mean, I don't know how that you don't pick them to be the favorite in the AFC North. I know a lot of people really like Baltimore and Lamar Jackson. I think we saw some of his limitations. I think that, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers, that I just don't think Ben Roethlisberger has it anymore. I would vote right now Cleveland is the favorite. You look at the talent that's on that roster, the fact that they got a playoff victory last year, I would say that they're the favorite in the AFC North. Chris Paul has declined his $44 million player option for next season. Both Paul and the Suns are motivated to get a new deal done, which is kind of crazy considering the fact that his name was rumored along with everybody else to the LA Lakers, but the Lakers decided to go with Russell Westbrook, which to me, I mean, Chris Paul would have been, you know, considering the banana boat and everything else and his close ties with, you know, LeBron James and you know, everybody being all buddy-buddy in the wine club or whatever they are. It, to me, it was very surprising that they didn't go harder after Chris Paul and keep that Russell Westbrook out. All you know, the money considering this, too, is crazy. Kawhi Leonard declined his $36 million player option for next season, more than likely just going to renegotiate a new deal with the Clippers. The Miami Heat are positioning themselves to become the frontrunners to land Kyle Lowry in a sign-and-trade deal with the Toronto Raptors. This one would be at the helm of you know guard Goran Dragic. It looks like he would be in exchange. He'd be the big name. Precious, how do you say Precious's last name? Achiuwa?
That sounds right.
Yeah, I think it's Precious Achiuwa. Those two in combined in the sign and trade would go north to Canada. If you're Goran Dragic, you got to be sick. Can you imagine you're playing for the Miami Heat, doing a great job, and then they're going to sign and trade, and you're going to have to go play in Toronto? Oh, that'd be enough to make me go crazy. Team USA is going to face Spain in the men's basketball quarterfinals at the Tokyo Olympics. So we had Spain and Slovenia yesterday, which was a pretty good game. The U.S. is 16-2 against Spain in Olympic or World Cup competitions. Yet recent matchups haven't. Hey, last night's game between Slovenia and Spain was great. I mean, it was a high energy, fast paced ball game. Luka just doesn't have enough on his team. They don't have Goran Dragic playing. They have his brother Zoran. He's playing for that team, but the Spanish team has just a little bit too much for Slovenia. So Slovenia's got to up the ante a little bit. If you are Team USA now, it's Spain. You know, their number one guard, Ricky Rubio, feels like he's been playing for them for about 30 years. But I'd like the U.S. to be able to you know, take care of business. By the way, our Germans didn't cover this weekend. I believe that was in our Twin Spires best bets. I think we were taking the Germans to cover.
Yeah, I think Nigeria won by 13, and the spread was 8.5.
Yeah, not a good look there. Top 15 overall prospect, Jaheim Singletary, decommitted from Ohio State. You love to see that. He's the number 15 overall prospect, second highest rated commit in the Buckeyes class behind quarterback Quinn Ewers, who is the number one ranked recruit. Singletary is a 6'1", 175-pound corner from Riverside High School in Jacksonville, Florida. Decommitting from the Buckeyes, always want to keep track of that. That's always great news to hear. San Jose Sharks Evander Kane denies his wife's allegations that he bet on NHL games and on Shark games. The NHL is opening up an investigation on him, so we have that happening there. How about Clemson? This guy. Quarterback Fred Davis II has been charged after driving 115 miles an hour in a 55-mile-an-hour zone, and he caused a crash that injured a postal worker. So that 19-year-old idiot, I don't know what's going on in his world, but he's you talk about sacrificing a lot. What are you doing? What are you doing? Five-star wing Derek Whitehead has committed to the Duke Blue Devils and new coach John Shire. So we get the Coach K Memorial Tour will be this year, and then it'll be Shire's turn to take over. So another top 20 commit goes to the Dukies. The New York Mets don't sign their first-round pick, Kumar Rocker, before the deadline. And what else? Chris Bryant joining the ex-Chicago Cubs teammates Anthony Rizzo and Javi Baez and mashing home runs in their debuts. We'll step aside when we return. Dan Orlovsky, a believer in Jared Goff. We'll get into that next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
It's time to start thinking about heading back to school and stocking up on the things your student needs most. Meijer has everything on your family's list for the best year yet. Grab some Meijer shredded or sliced cheese, 3 for $5 when you buy 3 or more. Ziploc storage bags are 2 for $6 when you buy 2 or more. And backpacks in a variety of styles for every student are buy one, get one 50% off. Save big with great deals for back to school at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations. I think there's close to 30 across the Huge Radio Network. For the one close to you, go to MrCarWash.com, and there you can join their unlimited wash club. Now, this is a quick and convenient way to keep your car shining all the time. It's everything you love about getting your car washed in a simple, easy-to-use, affordable plan. As an unlimited wash club member, you will enjoy all the benefits of washing as often as you like, no long-term contract, convenient monthly billing, and now you can be rest assured with a contactless visit. So go to MrCarWash.com right now, sign up for their unlimited wash club pass, and that means you can get your car washed at any Mr. Car Wash location across the Huge Radio Network or anywhere in America. Sign up for the unlimited wash club pass now at MrCarWash.com, and for the location close to you across the Huge Radio Network, you can also log on to MrCarWash.com.
BetMGM Monday on X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan on the Michigan Sports Network. Don't forget to download the BetMGM mobile app today and visit the website at BetMGM.com.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all with you. Thank you for joining us. Text the keyword Sports Radio to 21,000. Sports Radio to 21000. Meijer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. You know, Ryan, did Ryan put that tweet out there about the Lions Kool-Aid? Huh? Did you do that? Was that you?
Yes, it wasn't about anything you said or put in the rundown. It was from a Pride of Detroit tweet saying Dan Campbell's changing the Lions one up, down at a time.
Down, up.
Whichever way he put it, he hasn't coached a single game yet.
Which is true. Which is true. But, you know, Dan was playing a little bit earlier during the break, the mic'd up of Jared Goff at camp. You know, they have those video, like a video monitor that's set up as the guys are walking out. They're, you know, like just talking to the video monitor a little bit. I don't know. They ask him random questions.
And they were cheering on David Blau's wife in the Olympics, yes, with one of them. Yep.
Who's a Colombian? David Blau, my new favorite quarterback. Good for him. Yeah. By the way, in that video, it looks like he rolls his ankle. He's celebrating. He gets out of his seat. He kind of jumps, and then next thing you know, like trips and stumbles. And I'm like, don't blow your knee out, please. Please don't do that right now. But speaking of quarterbacks, David Blau, Jared Goff, the one being mic'd up that we were listening to a little bit, you can find it on the Lions Twitter account, and I'm sure it'll be on their website as well. Dan Orlovsky. Now, look, there is something to be said about Dan Orlovsky. He played for the Lions, but I like the fact that guys like Dan Orlovsky and Jalen Rose guys who are on the major network have ties to the city of Detroit because it gets us more coverage. I'm actually a huge fan of that. Like, think about, you know, how little we may hear about, you know, specific teams. Like, let's just say the Minnesota Vikings, right? They're just because they're intradivision. Not really a whole lot of buzz going on there. We're going to hear a little bit more about Chicago as they're going to try to, you know, they're making a ploy to maybe build a new stadium. I can't even imagine getting rid of Soldier Field, especially after all the renovations that they've done this century. Like, that's beyond me. But whatever. I mean, figured.
It's also a badass location for a stadium, and it looks cool, too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like the, it's, I would say, one of the crown jewels of the city of Chicago. And if they're going to remove Soldier Field to build some new park, like, it just, it doesn't make a, I don't know. I get why they're doing it. It's a complete money grab, and it's a total sham in the NFL. Like, they're not going to stop
it. It's a money grab, but it's like, where do you park for Soldier Field?
Where do you park anywhere in that godforsaken city?
Exactly.
Like, it's just like the big city. Like,
you mean you can't afford $60 for 8 hours?
It's unbelievable. Like, God forbid you want to, like, you go visit somebody, you want to leave your car in, like, a lot. It's like $130 a night, maybe. Might even be more. Like, and that's most big cities. I think that, you know, as Detroit continues to grow, I think we take for granted, like, just how easy it is to maneuver around that city. Like, really, I mean, you get off of Woodward, where are you going? You know what I mean?
I have a friend that lives in Chicago. He came over a couple years ago to Detroit. It was like a Saturday morning. We were going to do something. And we're in the city. He goes, how did you drive into the city this fast? It was like, we're already in, like, heart of downtown. I was like, it's Detroit on a Saturday
morning.
We have
more than one freeway that goes into our city. That's how.
Well, that, but we just don't have the same population. I mean, they're just stacked on top of each other in Chicago. There's no room to breathe. You know, in Detroit, we have $40 parking lots everywhere. You know what I mean? That's why the train is the best way to go, in my opinion. You don't have to worry about your car. But the problem is you got to worry about what, you know, if the train's ever going to be on time or not. But we have, you know, outside of Chicago, back to them, having a new quarterback in Justin Fields and us being on the Fields watch and when, you know, when he might take over the reins as the starter there. There are a lot of teams that just don't get, you know, coverage on the national sites. So without a guy like Jalen Rose being excited about the Pistons, you know, you're going to hear a lot about the Lakers. You're going to hear a lot about the Knicks. You know what I mean? It's like those are the only two cities that exist. You know, even Boston, you'll hear a lot about them, the Dodgers, the Yankees, the big name teams, right? But for the rest of us, you know, we're always looking for a little bit of coverage. Luckily, we got a guy named Dan Orlovsky who played for the Lions. So for some reason, he's got a soft spot for Detroit, and he will talk about Detroit. He talked about Matthew Stafford for years. People hated him for that because they were buddies and they go on vacation. Well, somebody should talk about him, and if it's got to be his buddy he goes on vacation with, then that's sure, fine. What do I care? Well, hey, here he is, Dan Orlovsky, talking a little bit about Jared Goff and what he kind of expects from Goff and what he kind of expects from this team.
I think the Lions, specifically offensively, will be way better than people are giving them credit for. I think their offensive line will be a top seven unit in the NFL. I think they've got an absolute emerging Alvin Kamara type of star in DeAndre Swift out of Georgia. I think TJ Hockenson is on the verge of being a super stud at the tight end position. And listen, their skill position players aren't great notoriety-wise. Tyrell Williams, Perriman, Quintez Cephas, I get that. But they're going to play better than their name kind of projects them to because of that offensive line. So I just think their offense is going to be way, way better than people think. And I think Jared Goff is going to surprise some people.
I think so, too. I really do, too, because I think that the movement here of Matthew Stafford and all eyes and attention going that way, and because, you know, Jared Goff came over in that trade, you automatically assume, and I think that it's safe to assume, that he is not as good of a quarterback as Matthew Stafford is. That does not make him a bad quarterback by any stretch of the imagination. I think that that's a little bit where, you know, we're getting lost a tad bit in this idea that Jared Goff is this, you know, monumental downgrade who is a backup quarterback at best and won't be able to function.
What would it take for Lions fans to, like, yeah, Jared Goff surprised me? Like, what's the expectation for him going into this year?
25-plus touchdowns, less than 15 interceptions, 4,000 yards.
And you'd be impressed? Or just be like, that's okay?
I think that those numbers would be outstanding. If that's what we got out of Jared, I think that those numbers would be outstanding. 4,000 yards passing? Like, that's, especially with this group that, as Dan O said, notoriety isn't there. The name isn't there. It doesn't mean they're not NFL caliber players. Just means that, hey, this might be the shot that a lot of them needed in order to get the, you know. And look, I don't know. I just read something on CBS Sports yesterday about how the Lions are going to finish 4-13 or whatever the case is going to be. And that would be under, I think. And a lot of people believe that this might be a team that's going to be competing for a first-round draft pick. And if that is the case, right, if this team isn't going to win, you know, as the huge one likes to say, you know, 9 or 10 games, if they're not going to be out there just surprising people and shocking them, would you be okay if this Detroit Lions team had a season that was reminiscent of the 21 Detroit Pistons team? Would you be okay if they had a Pistons type of season to where they were competitive in every game, they played hard every game, but they just came up a little bit short and it secured them a number one pick?
See, the thing is, though, like, losing by 6 in basketball is a lot different than losing by a field goal, like, in football.
Heartbreak.
So, yeah, it's it never really feels like a good loss in football, no matter what.
Well, that's because number of possessions, where it's like, hey, we lost by 3. Oh, we had a fumble on this drive. That's what lost us the entire game, where it's like, if you lost by 6 in basketball, it's like, okay, let's look at the turnovers. Did a good shot just not have the right bounce going in? Like, so many other factors of losing by 6. Where football, you have 6 possessions, and then it's like, well, yeah, we settled for field goals on the first drive. That's why we lost.
Well, you know, and I'm the guy that says take the points, so you know, that's me. Anytime you get points on the board, I say take.
But just for like fans' attention span, it's easier to point at football possession, say this is why we lost, other than 100%. Basketball.
100%. We'll step aside when we return. We'll get back into more of this Detroit Lions discussion. Quintez Cephas had a crazy catch Mike Mulholland caught via picture that was awesome. We'll get into all of that and more next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Home air quality has always been important, but these days even more so. So make sure the air in your home is healthy by calling your local Rood dealer for our healthy home analysis. You can trust the experts at Rood, keeping your home and family safe and comfortable for more than 100 years. We service all makes and models and meet or exceed all air quality inspection standards. Visit Rood.com to find your local air quality experts and ask about the healthy home analysis. That's RUUD.com. You can rely on Rood.
A summer full of savings continues at your neighborhood Auto Value, where service is the difference.
We get it.
Get the quick detailer from Jay Leno's Garage, just $8.99. Mobil 1 synthetic 5W30 oil is now just $8.69 a quart. And obliterate odors with Oseum, now just $6.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code 15OFF75. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's FREDI, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Dana Galen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000, or join us on the Meijer Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176 on Twitter, at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well, Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find us individually on Twitter. Dan is at Dan in the Studio. Ryan is at Ryan L underscore Key. And I am at AEC Bellino. Find our podcast. Listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, the iHeartRadio app. Plus, you can listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. And I was just asking the guys, I don't know why this came up. I think I was scrolling through. And I was asking the difference between a Scottish whiskey. What is, like, a single malt? Like, what is a single malt? You know, I'm not a whiskey drinker. Not my cup of tea. You know, my grandfather used to drink Dewars and scotch. And my dad will drink Dewars. So he'll have, like, Dewars and water. Oh, woof. Brutal. Okay, Dewars and water. Hold the Dewars.
It means that it's only made in one distillery, not multiple places. So you know you're going to get a very consistent taste, it seems like.
Have you ever bought multiple bottles of something? You're like, wow, this one doesn't taste anything like the last one. I've never had that happen, me personally. And then we found out that Ryan here, our comrade, is a Scotch drinker. So I was asking him if he could tell me the difference, like, taste wise. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. Like, you could taste the difference between, like, Don Julio 1942 and El Toro tequila. Like, you can absolutely, like, El Toro is going to give you a headache the minute you take it. It's the one with the red sombrero on top. You guys know El Toro, right?
Yes.
Don't remember. Yeah, it's a crusty looking bottle. But yeah, in 1942, a little bit different, right? A little bit different, a little smoother. You could probably, you can actually sip that. Some people actually like drinking tequila. Not my cup of tea either. In fact, don't need to ever see another glass of tequila the rest of my life, and I'm sure I'll be just fine. I will survive. Difference between red label and blue label, Johnny Walker?
I'd say I haven't done, like, a real taste test. I normally just stick with red label. It's the most affordable. So I'd have to do a real taste test. But Johnny Walker, they're a blended malt whiskey. They're not a single malt.
There you have it. Good. I learned something new today, and that's what we're here for. Let's learn a little bit about this Detroit Lions team as we continue to get good news, I think, feel-good stories and things to just feel good about and from Detroit Lions camp. And, you know, we mentioned moments ago about the camera that they have set up where, you know, guys are coming out of the facility, making their way to the training grounds. And, you know, you have that camera that's set up there, and, you know, every once in a while they'll have, like, messages for someone. We had the video of David Blau rooting on his wife Mel, who is a hurdler for the Colombians.
I believe that race is actually in 17 minutes at 7:55 this morning.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Very exciting. So I wonder if we're going to see another. Hopefully she wins. Boy, that would be really cool. But I'm not sure. She's not doing the 100 meter hurdles, is she?
No, I believe it's the 200.
Yeah, the 100 meter hurdles. Like, I mean. Would the Olympics be more entertaining if they just selected random people to try to compete in these events? Like they just grabbed Ryan off the street and be like, yeah, you have 100 meter hurdles today. Like, I don't, that'd be
tough. Well, is that 1500 anything? 800 anything?
I was mistaken. This is Buccaneers Ross Cockrell, his sister, is running in the 400 meter. So there's competition between the two teams, I guess.
Oh, very cool. All right, so we've got David Blau and then his wife Mel for Columbia, and then somebody from Tampa Bay's sister, who I would assume is going to be running for what, USA?
I did not see.
All right, well, I would be. I think I'd be inclined to root for David Blau's wife. All right, Jared Goff. 2 days ago, I should say, ready to take on the challenge. Met up with the NFL Network. They were driving around doing the camp stuff. I love that. Saturday was a full day of camp coverage. They were taking us all around, whether you're watching ESPN or NFL Network or whatever the case may have been. But they were just flying around NFL camps that are open. It is an exciting time of year. Here's Jared Goff taking some time to talk about his new opportunities and his new challenge as the quarterback for the Lions.
I am here with new Lions quarterback Jared Goff. And Jared, all offseason we've been hearing fresh start. Fresh start for the fans, this coaching staff, and also you.
Yeah.
What do you want to do with this fresh start?
Yeah, obviously taking a run with it. I'm excited about it. It's been a lot of fun for me ever since February, and I was able to be here with the guys and get to meet Dan and get to meet the staff, get to meet the players. It's been a lot of fun for me and a new challenge that I've embraced wholeheartedly and had a lot of fun with, and it's been great.
Speaking of a challenge, in 2017, you led a 4-win team with a new head coach to a playoff team. How will you lead this previous 5-win team with a new head coach to the playoffs?
Yeah, sure. That's always the goal, is to turn it around quickly. And obviously, that's our goal. And I think with that experience, I think I can say it can happen fast. It takes, you have to do all the right things and all the right work, and you have to put all the time in and then consistently do the right things. But it can happen that fast. And that's our goal, is to be extremely competitive this year and win a championship.
Something that also happened fast was you gaining a lot of fans here. They were lined up at 6:30 this morning to come in and watch training camp. How big of an impact is it going to be to have them in full capacity in stadiums this season?
Oh, it's going to be great. We've missed our fans. We've missed our fans all across the country. And just getting a small taste of them today reminds you part of the reason why you play this game. And it's a lot of fun, and can't wait to be in Ford Field with them.
I think that Ford Field is probably one of the more underrated venues when it comes to, like, third down noise. It gets loud in that building, and it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be great to have, you know, fans back, and a lot of fans that came out for training camp over the weekend and throughout last week. Man, you could tell the excitement is brewing. Jared Goff, one of the top selling jerseys right now according to NFL Shop. So you have you have some people that are very, very excited about getting out there. And being able to, you know, cheer on their team and be a part of Lions football. I think that one of the other, you know, major things. First off, what is it, Jamal Williams, dude, hilarious. Is that where, you know, is his press conference? Is that going to be like one of those things? It's like where were you, but like, you know, one of those things you have to pay attention to, where he's got guys doing like rock paper scissors.
That was hilarious.
Like, you know,
he's,
you guys
so
both have
funny.
A question to ask. Like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, no, rock, paper, scissors.
I'm going to tell you guys something. I don't watch TV. I don't watch live TV. I watch anime all day.
All day.
People love their anime, so good for him.
Yeah, I've never understood it, but, you know, hey, not my cup of tea. Doesn't need to be, right? And, you know, for him, he might be the guy that is, like, he's pretty entertaining. He's pretty entertaining, and he's going to be that guy. I think that a lot of folks, you know, they were asking him about the buffs and everything, and dude, just hilarious. You know, I don't wear that Cartier. Yeah, he's like, I'm not wearing that Gucci. This, proud of that. He's funny. He's about. You know, I'm interested to see how that dynamic works between he and DeAndre Swift, and you know, those two, you know, kind of you know, being able to be. I think. When you look around the league and the success of some of the teams that have been ultra successful when it comes to running the football, they have had the complementary back that is, you know, good change of pace, right? Whether it's Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara, you look at those two, you know, Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb have a very similar running style. But the fact that both of them are good in their own way gives you that versatility, if you will, in the backfield, and to have the ability and the confidence that you're not going to take a step back. I think that DeAndre Swift and Jamal Williams, they might actually, you know, really surprise some folks behind an offensive line that, you know, we've heard a lot about trying to establish the run. You know, the run game does. I know that some people really want to argue this. The run game means a lot. And if you can't run the football, you are going to struggle. And that's as tale as old as time. Like, there isn't, that's the way that this goes. Right, you have to be able to run the football, and if you can't do it, you're going to be in trouble. The Lions have not been able to run the football in quite some time. Right, that's just the way that it has been. I don't know why, whether it's been offensive line, it's been lack of talent in the backfield. I'm not really sure why, but I will tell you this much: like if they could ever get themselves in a position to where that they could run the football and do so. In a way that that's consistent and effective to be able to help Jared Goff and alleviate some of that pressure. You know, he was at his best when Todd Gurley was running the football effectively. So they've invested in that offensive line. They've got two capable backs that can not only run the football, but can catch the ball out of the backfield as well. And I think it's going to be highly, highly underrated, as to how this team, you know, really competes moving forward by not making Jared Goff have to win every football game the way that this team made Matthew Stafford have to win every football game. That, to me, is going to be the biggest key to all of this. And I think that as we continue to get some more positive notes coming out of training camp, you know, the energy seems to be high. Guys seem to be in a really good place, and that's something that we haven't seen over the last couple of years. And a lot of people might think that maybe we're putting, you know, here we, the three of us, or maybe it's just me, I am putting too much emphasis on this sort of, hey, everybody wants to be there angle. And it's not, I said angle because I didn't really know how else to really present that. But, like, it's important. It is important that guys believe in their coaching staff. It's important that they believe in their scheme. It's important that they believe in their game plan and believe in one another. And I think that we are seeing a lot more or hearing a lot more from this team. They seem to be enjoying themselves. They seem to have a belief in their coaching staff. And I think you look around at their coaching staff, you know, you had the wide receivers were doing a drill the other day in which they were running hitch routes. And as they were breaking through the cones, Antoine Randall, the wide receivers coach, was throwing a collection of three towels at them. Now, these weren't like, you know, these were towels that were taped. They kind of looked like boomerangs almost. But he throws all three at them, and it's a drill to work on concentration and catching the football. Here come these towels everywhere. Where's the ball at? Right? Catch the football. But I think that you look at that. You look at Mark Brunell sitting there having conversations with Jared Goff. You look at, you know, Deuce Staley working with the running backs. You look at the amount of NFL experience that these guys have on the field. And I think that that carries a lot of weight. I think that you have a head coach, and, you know, people are, you know, talking about the down-ups now with Dan Campbell. Oh, the form's no good. These guys look lazy. They're not, guys, it's training camp. Who knows why they were doing it? I'm not really sure. But he got down with them, and you know what? The players appreciate that. The players appreciate it. You know, it's not like he's riding around on a four-wheeler, you know, the man in the high castle. You know, he's actually engaged with these guys. And I think that that's going to pay dividends. Now, whether or not that turns into some sort of surprise season that is a double-digit win and has him competing or at least in a race for the NFC North, that'd be awesome. I don't think that's realistic, though. It would still be great. It would be wonderful to see, like, hey, like these draft picks, Melifonwu, McNeil, like these guys are working out. Like these guys, they came ready to play. Penei Sewell having a great year, an all-rookie sort of campaign in year number one. I think that that would be great. Do I think that it's realistic? I don't see why it can't be. Jared Goff saying himself, like, look, the turnaround can happen fast. I don't see why it can't happen fast for the Lions just because it's never happened before, right? You can't, every year, every team is going to be a little bit different, right? And you can't carry on. I know a lot of people always like to use the term same old Lions. I hate that term. I absolutely despise it because every team is different, right? Last year's Michigan State Spartans basketball team is going to be a whole hell of a lot different than this year, right? Same with last year's Michigan football team, we pray to God, is going to be a whole hell of a lot different than this year's. Because the roster's different. Staffs are different. Everything's different, right? Things change. Things evolve. So you really can't carry over what happened last year to this year, especially when you have an all-new staff and you have a new franchise quarterback at the helm. So what would be an acceptable season from Jared Goff as we see, you know, Quintez Cephas made this crazy catch. One-hander Mike Mulholland got for M Live, and he took the photo, and it was out on the internet. It was like, wow, that's an awesome grab. By Quintez, you know, and TJ Hockenson continues to impress all camp long, and he's as good as advertised. Like, that's TJ Hockenson right there. Like, he has the ability now, as you see the Cephas photograph go up on the television screen if you're watching at home. I mean, that's an incredible one-hand grab. You know, based on the angle, how high is he? I don't know. He's got to be, you know, 3 feet off the ground, I would imagine. 3 feet and change, maybe. But it's a hell of a catch, right? They do, you know, having the talent to do this, right? I know it's one shot, but hey, it's that little bit of belief, right? It's one pass. There's no defense, right? T.J. Hockenson made a catch, you know, with defenders draped all over him, you know, the other day at camp that people were raving about in the back corner of the end zone. And it's like, hey, yeah, you got it slowly but surely, and this is all good for Jared Goff. For Jared Goff to make that throw and for Quintez Cephas to jump up and make that catch, right? It's good for every quarterback to see that their wide receivers have the ability to go up and do that. These guys might outperform their name. That's all we're really looking at, right? As Dan Orlovsky said, like they from a name brand standpoint, they don't their names don't carry much weight, right? Rashard Perriman, Quintez Cephas, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Tyrell Williams, like those names aren't going to jump off the screen. You're not talking about, you know, DeAndre Hopkins and Davante Adams and, you know, Julio Jones here. And that's okay, right? Because we don't know who these guys can be. We saw a glimpse of what Quintez Cephas could be, and then we never saw him again, it felt like. It was like week one last year. It was like, okay, like here's a guy that Matthew Stafford has some trust in. He's going to get a lot of targets. This is great. And then, poof, just disappeared. Like, where did he go? How does that happen? But he figured it out for me. Let me know. Call me back. But this team, like, you know, what is the, as we've talked a little bit about trying to, you know, manage our expectations, those numbers that I threw out for Goff, could he hit 4,000 yards passing? Could he go 25-plus touchdowns with, you know, 15 or less interceptions? Are, you know, are those numbers feasible for him in this offense in year number one? And is that how we're going to evaluate? Or is this going to be a season to where we look at it much like we did with the Pistons of last season, like be competitive, play hard, make sure that the games are entertaining. If you lose at the end of it, that's okay, because if we get a high draft pick, boom, we could be even closer to where we want to be next year. I just hate already having to mention the draft, and we're in August, right? It's the first Monday in August. I don't want to talk about the 22 NFL draft, right? I want this team to be as competitive as possible, because to be honest with you, it doesn't really matter where you fall in the first round. Like, yeah, of course you want a top five pick. That's great. Now, do you want to suffer through a season that it costs to earn you a top five pick? Like, I don't know. We've done a lot of suffering. I personally prefer this team to kind of come in under the radar and shock some people. You know, I think I saw Braylon Edwards talking about the Cleveland Browns the other day, where he was just talking about, you know, they knew what they had. They had won 10 games and didn't make the playoffs, but they knew what they had in Cleveland. They were really good at home. And like they, other people might have been talking about, oh, it's just Cleveland. But they had that belief, and they knew what they had going on in that locker room. Maybe you'll get the same sort of, you know, attitude that transforms Detroit here, right? Where it's like everybody's counting us out. Everybody's just looking at us like, oh, yeah, no, we got to play Detroit this week. Like, oh, okay, like DJ Lang told us, right? Like it was like, yeah, we got to play Detroit. Just take care of business and get out of there, right? Get in and get out. Maybe it's different this year. Maybe this team has a certain level of belief to where it's like, hey, no. If you're gonna come to Ford Field, or if you're gonna have us at your place, like we're gonna make this a really painful, hellish 60 minutes of football. And I think if the team does that, I think that that's a product that Detroit fans, you know, can be very proud of. Coming up in hour number three, we'll get to some of those Pistons introductory press conferences. We'll hear from Isaiah Livers. We'll hear from the coach Dwayne Casey. All that, plus Matt Shepard will join us on the Tigers. That's all coming up in hour number three here of X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
The Detroit Tigers are one of the last teams in the American League to integrate their roster. Their first African-American player was Larry Doby in 1958, 10 years after Doby integrated the American League when he debuted the Indians. The first African-American player to be signed by the Tigers and then make his way through the farm system to become a regular was Jake Wood in 1961. To cap Negro Leagues weekend, the Tigers honored Jake Wood yesterday, celebrating his achievements as a player, as a person, and all that he's meant to the players who followed in his footsteps in the 60 years since he debuted. Jake Wood is just one of those people who makes your day better just by seeing him. And he's still playing ball on an 80 and older men's softball team that plays in tournaments, highly competitive tournaments all across the country.
Home air quality has always been important, but these days even more so. So make sure the air in your home is healthy safety by calling your local Rood dealer for our healthy home analysis. You can trust the experts at Rood, keeping your home and family safe and comfortable for more than 100 years. We service all makes and models and meet or exceed all air quality inspection standards. Visit Rood.com to find your local air quality experts and ask about the healthy home analysis. That's R-U-U-D.com. You can rely on Rood.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archived boys and girls high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at hashtag PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's F-R-E-D-I. ThePizzaMan.com, or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.